This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah walhamdulillah wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima 'allamtana innaka samii'un mujibud du'a. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min 'ilmin la yanfa' wa qalbin la yakhsha wa nafsin la tashba' wa du'a'in la yusma. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Jazakumullah khair. I have to make a disclaimer. This was not planned at all. Perth was supposed to be a personal trip to see a family, and subhanallah, see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided. So jazakumullah khair, may Allah reward all the organizers. Organizing such events is not easy, let alone that number in a short period of time. I think I said yes less than 2 weeks ago. So alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, may Allah reward you all. The reason I'm saying this, it's Friday, it's weekend, a good number of you came from work. Let's make most of this. And the best way to make most of this is, number one, you need to turn your heart and say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am here to learn. You're not here to see me. And that's not for Allah. You're not here because your friends are here. You're not here because, you know, somebody says, well, you know, she's coming, I've seen her online, let's see how it's going to go. That's all not for Allah. And you will leave the same way you came in. You came in here, whatever the reason, change it. Change your niyyah, make it for Allah only and only, which means turn off your phones. There is food that was left, may Allah reward them. They put chocolate on your table, on your chairs, may Allah reward them. Don't touch it. This is not funny. Because once you start eating, you will not focus on what you need to learn. You will get distracted. Food is one of the major distractions in focusing on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need to learn, not only what do I need to learn, but how do I do it? I'm sure most of what I'm going to share with you today, most of you know it. But why we are not where we are? How many clips you have seen? How many videos you have listened to? How many speakers they came here or you went and attended? Why you are not changing? Why you are not the same person in Ramadan, 3 months ago. Same human being, same Perth, or same California, right? Same work, same children, same family issues. What is the issue? This is the first question I'm going to ask every one of you. You really need to start thinking. Without you thinking, you will not change. This just listening to me or listening to any speaker will not change you unless you really want to change. When the Rasul والسلام, came to Mecca, there was thousands of people. But how many changed? How many migrated to Medina? 70, the first people. Where were the others? It was the same Prophet والسلام, the same words. You need, and I'm saying this to everybody, myself, number one, you need to say to yourself, enough is enough. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it in Surah Al-Hadid, أَلَمْ يَأْنِي لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Hasn't time arrived for the believers, for their hearts, this is to the Sahaba, to the companions, for their hearts to surrender to Allah? Once you read this verse, you're going to have to ask yourself, says, what's the time? What is the deadline? Those of you who work in corporate world, they always give you deadlines. They give you projects and they tell you, deadline, I need it this way, that time. When is the deadline? When I'm going to put Allah subhanahu number one in my life? When I'm going to stop thinking about going out, having food, have fun with friends, go and buy, go for vacation? When I'm going to change this? I hate to say this, but sometimes we will leave this world and we have not changed. So this is the first thing, all of you, the title is going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dunya before I go back to him physically. So each one of you, this is an opportunity. Actually, I didn't even choose the topic. They said, do you want to speak about this? I said, okay, alhamdulillah, that's good. So each one of you, young or old, and mashallah, tabarakallah, this is close to 1,000 women, that means there is a lot of goodness inside you. Again, regardless why you are here, but you came. So number one, where are you in your journey with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And I'm going to be a little bit tougher. Do you have a journey? Do you think of that one day, you and me and everybody in this room, we're going to have this private interview with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone? وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. Each one of them, Allah said this in Surah Maryam, each one of them will come to Allah alone. How many of you had interview in their life? Interview for college, interview for university, interview for a job. How did you feel the night before? Or before you, they open the door, they make you sit outside, right? And whoever is interviewing you, one or a group, are in their room, whatever they are discussing, and you're sitting outside. How do you feel? All the anxiety of the world. Some people take medications before they go to interview. There's nothing wrong with that. They just feel overwhelmed. And these are human beings, same as you and me. They all were created from dust. What about the creator of the creation? And I'm going to meet him alone. And what I'm going to tell him? You know what, Ya Allah, I was busy. I focused on my career. I focused on my beauty. I focused on my children. I focused on my home. I spent time with friends. I was in this competition, I call it. The competition of this life. This is the beginning of the journey back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I am living, I need to know where I am. If I am where He wants me to be, alhamdulillah, keep it. Don't go back. I can't say nobody in this room in that level. I don't know you. But the norm, there's always room for improvement, as they say. So the first step in going back to Allah, number one, it's a journey. And number two, I need to want it. I say this to every Muslim woman who lives in the West. Whether it's Australia, whether it's in the States, whether it's in the UK, If you are able to be successful as a foreigner, let alone an obvious foreigner, in the West, as a woman, and I am one of those women, you can do anything you want. Because it is not easy. And everybody in this room went through journey, you feel what I am saying. You had sometimes literally to carve in a piece of or in a rock. Whether exams, whether you prove yourself, whether you have to tell everyone I'm better, but not by words, by actions. If you can do that, then everything else is a piece of cake. So you need to want it. The reason you succeeded because you wanted. First thing I was asked when I immigrated to the States, why did you come to the States? I did not come to do a da'wah. I will be a big liar. Allah chose me later, alhamdulillah. After September 11, we had no choice. But most of us, especially first generation, or for the second generations, if you were born in this country or you came very young, your parents came here for a better life. Or running away from war or financial difficulty. There's nothing wrong with that. It's all halal. Alhamdulillah. But you made it. Allah helped you and you made it because you wanted. If you can do that, you can do anything else. So number two in my journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have to want it. I want to. When you say, and all of us will feel this, if I want to lose weight, truly, I want to lose weight. Not I am hoping. There's a huge difference. When I wake up in the morning and I look at myself in the mirror and I said, you know what? I don't like this. I am going to lose weight. 6 weeks later, you already lost at least a kilo because you wanted it. So the second thing I want to share with everybody, the second question. First one is, where are you with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you have a relationship? Is he someone you think of every day? And there is nothing wrong in your life. Everything going the way you want. Do you think of him? Have you ever asked yourself when you are alone, what does Allah think of me? Who am I in his sight? Am I the person who is going to look at me and says, ni'ma al-abd, innahu awwab, what a servant of Allah you are. You always return to me, as he said to Sayyidina Ayyub. I don't know. But I need to at least throw these questions so I can start thinking. And number two, do you really want the change? Do you really want to change? Do you really want to be this Muslim woman that when she walks on the street, she's so happy and proud and grateful to Allah that made her the Muslim woman the way she is, and it doesn't matter what they do to her, she's so happy. Are you that person? Do you want to be that person? So that's the second. Let's assume yes and yes. Alhamdulillah, I'm sure it is yes. Maybe you haven't thought of it, but I have a good feeling it is yes. Now number three, the big word, how? What do I need to do? Is it possible? I need an answer. Is it possible? Is it possible? I want to hear it. And why you are saying it so confidently? Because Allah said so. Allah said so. Right? When Allah says, Wallahu yuhibbu al-muttaqeen, when Allah says, this is in the Quran, nothing I'm going to speak when I quote is my words. When Allah says, and Allah loves those who have taqwa, Allah conscious, that means it's possible. Allah will not love something is not there or impossible. He didn't say Allah yuhibbu al-nabiyyin, Allah loves the prophets, then I say I'm not. It's not me. In fact, there is nothing about Allah yuhibbu al-nabiyyin in the Quran or Sunnah. There is nothing about Allah loves prophets. Of course he does, but there isn't. Because what he says is for you and me to say it's possible. If someone can do it, I can do it. So the third step is how. And in how, there is steps. And here we are different. Some people will run. It's exactly, and I'm not trying to scare anyone, it's exactly the same way. You and me will pass on the sirat. Everybody knows this word, right? The path that we're going to pass over to get to Jannah. And that path, how thick, how wide, who knows? It's thinner than your hair. Thinner. And sharper than a sword. And some people will run. And some people will walk very fast. And some people will walk slowly. Under it is the hellfire. And some people will fall. And then they come out. It's the same way here. Do you want to run? The difference between here and there, there is not my choice. Here, it's my choice. Do you want to run? Do you want to walk quickly? Do you want to take your time? Do you want to walk and fall? It's your choice. Don't blame it on anyone. Let's make a disclaimer from the beginning of the talk. Don't say it's my husband. Don't say it's my children. Don't say it is my family. Why am I saying this? Because that's the excuses Shaitan is going to put. And my answer right away should be your answer. If it is your husband, how was the wife of Fir'aun? Fir'aun, right? How did she made it? رب ابني لي عندك بيتا في الجنة. يا الله, build a house. عندك, build a house for me with you in Jannah. She chose the neighbor before the neighborhood, they say. She put him before Jannah. So don't blame it on the children. Don't blame it on the husband. Well, it's my children. Or Sayyidina Nuh, his son was kafir. Well, it's my parents. Or Sayyidina Ibrahim, his father was kafir. So don't blame it on people. And don't blame it on shaitan. I say this to myself before anyone. You know who you blame and I blame? Who? Me. Me is the biggest problem. I'm not saying the others are not. But the biggest obstacle in my path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I am living before I go back, is me and nafs. Because, and I'm going to be very, again, honest, I think I'm already, because I love this dunya. Don't tell me you don't. I love the beauty of it, right? I love to be different. I love to impress people. I love to be the most beautiful woman. I love to be the most popular person, especially this day and age, the day of social media. So the in the path, the first thing I'm going to do, you know, when you go, when you say, I'm going to go and register in a gym, the first step is you need to sit down with yourself and you need to talk to yourself. And talk to her. Where do you want to be at the end? I say this to myself all the time. How many of you want to have, this is a beautiful city, by the way. It's beautiful. I don't know if you know this. I mean, I live in California. It's beautiful. But this is even more beautiful. Subhanallah. Because there's a lot of green in it. And it's clean, cleaner. The air is clean. You feel it. So how many of you, somebody comes in this room, and says, do you want a house on the beach? Do you want a house on the beach? How many will say, no, thank you. And they look at you and says, it's free. And you start, really? Why? But let's assume. How many of you will say, ah, me? So you and I would love to live on a beach, actually, honestly. Wake up in the morning and see the water, ya Allah, and then see the sunset. So why do I want the best home in this dunya? Halal. Why not the highest and the best house in Jannah? And my neighbor is a Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And I'm going to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why I want here? And I don't want it there. I didn't say you don't want it. But my actions is saying, I'm not interested. Are you all with me? Does it make sense? So why? Because me loves what I see. Allah said this in Surah Ali Imran. Remember this. It's in the second page of Ali Imran. Like if you read the Mus'haf of Medina, when you go to Medina, if you read in that, the first page, no, it's the second page. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ. To people, the following, and Allah gonna list things, applies to everybody, young and old, man and a woman. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ. It have become beautiful, or we beautified to people. حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ, the love of desires. And now here, Allah is identifying desires. So don't say it's not me. The Creator is telling you, you have it, I have it. What are they, Ya Allah? And look at the following. And even the sequence has a reason. Every word in the Quran has a reason. Why it is here, not there? Why this way, not that way? There is a reason. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ. People were created to love the following. حب الشهوات, the love of desire, من, from, what? زين للناس حب الشهوات من, number one, woman. So this applies to men, right? What do we love? Woman, what do we love? زين للناس حب الشهوات من النساء, second, بنين, children. We love our children, right? I have yet to see a woman who doesn't love her child, even if you say it. I say to the woman, you're a liar. They upset you, they did something, they disappoint you, but you love them deep to your core, because they are part of, this is what we say, they are part of us, they came out of us. So زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ, this is for men, they love women. وَالْبَنِينَ, children. Look at the next. This applies to both gender. وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ, and heaps and collection of, and look at of. وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ, gold. Does that sound familiar? How many people from South Africa here? Or India, Indian heritage. I said Arabs next, because they usually are more competitive than us in this, right? Gold. And in this newer generations, gold is becoming less attractive. والفضة, silver. Okay. قناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة والخيل المسومة والأنعام. Now Allah talking about mode of transportation. الخيل المسومة, it's the horses, but not any kind. And these, you see it in races, they have a special mark on the front. مسومة has a white in the front. It's usually Arabian horses has it. Very expensive. How much you think one horse? One. And I'm going to quote in American dollar, I don't know Australian. It's more than 300,000. One. And Allah said, not one. They collect. Talk to men. When they get rich, they start competing in cars. And they start even buying race cars. That's what Allah put in their hearts. والخيل المسومة والأنعام, cattles, basically businesses. والحرث, another business. That's dunya. This is life. Details come from these major ones. Homes, furniture, dress, whatever, designer, clothes, purses, watches, whatever it is. And I'm giving examples because we are all women here. Is this is true? I want to hear it. So Allah knows it's true. And I'm going to say, Ya Allah, you put the love in me. What is my fault? See how he the next verse. To make you balance. And Allah says, a question, no answer. قُلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكُمْ. Do you want me to tell you better than that? So your child, or for example, you said to your husband, I saw this beautiful house. I really love the house. And he says, where is the house? Give me the address. He gives you the address. The house is beautiful, but it's not in the best area. So he tells you, do you want me to tell you better? Right? And what are you going to say? Oh, okay, let me see it. So Allah is saying the same. He didn't say don't love. And I want you to understand the language of the Quran. He didn't say don't love it. He didn't say, what are you doing? Are you out of your mind? No, no. He said, قُلْ أَنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكُمْ. Do you want me to tell you better than this? What is it, Ya Rabbi? Now you're going to say, what is it? And nothing about this dunya. قُلْ أَنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِيَ الْأَنْهَارِ. Which you all know this. It's gardens and rivers flow under it. Yeah, but that's only homes. What about people? Right? What about my family?
my children, the love. وأزواج مطهرة. Purified spouses. So if your spouse in this life, a husband or the wife, are pure, they are really religious, they are religious pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you are the same, they will be your spouses there. And subhanAllah, this is, I don't remember where I heard this, long time ago. I think it was a husband who told to his wife, I really love you, and I want you to be my wife in Akhirah. So help me on that. He was telling her, obey Allah. So, أزواج مطهرة. But there has to be more. Right? What is more? And this is in the verse. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. When Allah is pleased with you and me, there, not here, what will He give me? وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. So all this love that Allah put in us, material things, and love of a human being, this is how I divided in my life. There is material love, and there is human love. And I'm talking about all halal. Halal, you didn't do anything wrong. But that love, what is the problem of it? Becomes the obstacle. You know when you drive, and suddenly the GPS tells you, detour, the road is blocked, right? That's the block. The block is my attachment and my love to the material things. And none of us, let's be honest, I'm number one. Don't tell me you don't care about it. You know why? Because I can claim whatever I can claim. And I say whatever I want to say. When do you know you are attached to something? Who can answer me? When do you know you are attached to something? One person, just raise your hand so I can see you. Yes. When you lose it, what happened? I don't care about my wedding ring. Really? And let the wedding ring disappear in the house. What is going to happen? World War III. Then you know you are attached to it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is why we need time to think. Because Allah exposes us. To us, not to people. To us. I don't care about the vase. And if you have a cleaning person in the house, and she broke the vase. Or your child running and broke the vase or whatever you have in the house. We are all attached. And I don't know, I'm attached till I lose, including, and may Allah keep all your children and everyone you love when we lose a human being. And that human being is close to us. Parents, children, spouse, it doesn't matter. We are attached. And these attachments, these material things, are the blocks. There's a hadith, Qudsi. Sometimes it makes me wonder. It's painful to me. Because Allah said the following. The meaning of it, أَنَا أَغْنَى الشُّرَكَاءَ عَنِ الشِّرْكِ. I am, Allah is saying this, I am the one who doesn't need any partner. So when Allah looks at your heart and mine, and what does He see in that heart? Who's living? You make the list. When you go to bed, before you sleep, what do you normally think of? Jannah? The grave? I'm meeting Allah? How was my salah today? Did I help somebody? What is it? Things I love. Again, halal. I'm talking about all halal things. There's nothing haram. There's no taqwa if we're talking about haram. So these obstacles needs to be removed. So the path is clear. And I'm sure all of you will have this question. Yani, I don't love my children. I don't love my husband. Very good husband. helping me, doing everything. I shouldn't love my husband? Yani I work hard, walillah alhamd, and I have wealth. I don't love it? I don't go buy a good house? What is the answer?